Johnny Mac with your daily comedy news, coming to you from Montreal. It's about 11:30. It just came out of New Faces, Group 2. Cannot wait to tell you about that. But quick late night, if I can squint at my phone here in the dark, to see the Choco Taco is going away. Stephen Colbert said, no, not the Choco Taco. It's the only dessert with as much real beef as Taco Bell. Colbert again, I guess the answer to what would you do for a Klondike bar? The answer, murder your childhood. Wow. Now let's talk New Faces in Group 2 here. Pete Holmes, by the way, really impressive MC, and didn't really do him justice in what I told you about yesterday's episode in Group 1. He did a great job of not throwing fastballs, and he talked about it on stage. If he comes out and he absolutely crushes, he's making it harder for the new comics who are trying to impress, you know, especially the industry. So Pete would kind of lob some in and not try as hard, not bring his best stuff. It doesn't mean he wasn't funny, but it was not his A game, but that was delivered. Nice move by Pete Holmes. New Faces Group 2. Wow. 9 out of 10. Crushed it. First up, Allie Colbert. She had some really good material about being a serial killer. My own little notes here is some of the comedians got a star. Allie Colbert got a star from me, whatever that's worth. Second up, Emil Joachim. I wrote down the word charisma. Really great stage presence. And did just a killer joke about Greta Thunberg, the environmentalist girl. I want to steal his material or ruin it when you see him. It is just a great, great set. Pink Fox is a transgender comedian. They absolutely crushed as well. So those three stars, three for three out of the top. Now, his next couple were really good, just half a step down from the three openers. Andrew Arafo, I liked him a lot. I wrote, he's got a little Hannibal Buress in him, meaning his storytelling style, but I did have a tough draw. It wasn't bad at all. In fact, it was really good. It just wasn't as, like, really awesome as the first three. Laura Peake was in the five slot, and a nice solid set there. Again, another tough draw. She did some really good jokes about Tennessee. I'm trying to read my little chicken scratch here in the dark. And number six was a Skylar Higbee. Skyler did some material about growing up as an African-American. His parents are white, and he had an absolute great, great closer. Did some material about Jesus Christ as being part of a fraternity. The apostles telling the stories about all of JC's awesome adventures. Really fantastic. Seventh up, Fabrizio Cabazzo from Chile. A really good take on Americans and Americans calling themselves Americans. Not the most original premise, but a good take on that one, and had probably the best joke of the entire night, all 20 comedians. So keep an eye on Fabrizio. The eighth spot, Brian Bahi is an indigenous comedian. Really good set as well, a half step down off Fabrizio, but by no means bad. Hannah Berner in the ninth spot, my college age son and I, neither one of us was feeling it. Hannah was doing her material clearly targeted to resonate with women and not a woman, so I just kind of, didn't connect. I'll let someone else judge that. But here's the one to keep the eye on, and the winner of Group 2, Gianmarco Cerezzi. He's got some John Mulaney in him. Pete Holmes called him a serial killer version of Jeff Goldblum, and his set was absolutely fantastic. The writing was so crisp, and what a great way to go out on. I'd probably put him... So he definitely won the Group 2, and if I had a look at the combination of both sets, I'd put him second best overall, and I'm looking back for my notes. I gotta learn these people's names. For Group 1, Ethan Simmons is a pressman. I can't read my own notes in the dark. I'm standing, seriously, in the middle of the street across from McDonald's trying to get some light from a store. But the guy I told you about yesterday, he's the best one. And the closer tonight, the second best, when I'm back home and I have proper notes in front of me. I'll run through this again next week. But New Faces Group 2, wow, just for laughs overall, the two shows tonight. So, and I've seen New Faces before. This was a much higher percentage than the usual of just absolute crushing from memory. I think it was 17 out of 20 were really good. And I'm not saying the other three were bad, but 17 out of 20 were really good. And Pete Holmes, a great job being the MC. All right, so the second half of the podcast today, we'll take the break a little early. The second half is recorded in the studio back before I left on the trip, and more from Just for Last Montreal tomorrow. But don't leave, there's more.
Don't forget to let me know who you'd rather have cooked for you, Jim Gaffigan or Sebastian Maniscalco. Go to the Daily Comedy News Facebook group. Find the picture of those two gentlemen. You can do the same thing on Instagram at Daily Comedy News. There's a picture of Sebastian, a picture of Jim. And you're going to tell me who you would rather have cook for you. I'll update that over the weekend. Tonight at the Montreal Comedy Festival, the Patton Oswalt Gala, The Hollywood Reporter spoke to Patton Oswalt and said, who do you find to bounce material off these days? Patton, who has a new Netflix special coming out in September, said a few months before the special, I'll book two nights in a row, once a month, down at like the Irvine Improv, a road comedy club where you really have to edit and hone your stuff down. There's nothing more humbling than a weeknight audience that doesn't have time for you. They'll let you know how you did in no uncertain terms. Patton was, of course, asked about cancel culture and said, you shouldn't just cancel out of context, but I also think comedians have a responsibility to evolve and try to push things forward. And pushing the envelope doesn't mean digging your feet in while the envelope moves forward. You should be ahead of that envelope. That's how you should be pushing it. And again, the whole battle over wokeness, it's nothing new. It happened in the 80s. It happened in the 90s. It'll happen again in another form. That's what I was talking about in the special. I do a joke about the future, what I'm going to be canceled for. And you don't know, but at least you want to try to keep progressing. The other thing I'd say is comedy always worked better with restrictions. Think of the restrictions that Richard Pryor and George Carlin had before them, Lenny Bruce. They found clever, brilliant ways around whatever the restrictions were. That's what made it so fun and thrilling. Cult MTL spoke with Jimmy Carr, and they said, given your appearance at this year's Just for Laughs, apparently your efforts to end your own career have been unsuccessful. Jimmy said, it's a weird thing. I did call part of my show Career Enders, and then almost got canceled. I mean, there's canceled and there's canceled. I seem to get canceled biannually, and it's always over a joke. There's a difference between the mock outrage that comes with a comedian tells a joke and gets canceled and someone who really gets canceled. It seems like an occupational hazard and it's unavoidable given the kind of stuff I do. But I think people realize, particularly comedy fans, that my jokes are from my head, not my heart. And I'm not trying to change anyone's voting habits, am I? If you take comedy out of context and present it to people who don't realize it's not a statement, they don't get it, but why would they? They're looking at their Facebook feed and suddenly it's vile hate speech and they go, this is terrible. And you go, no. Within context, it's ironic, it's sardonic, and it's dark, and it's fun. But they haven't seen the first 57 minutes of the show. So it ends up becoming comedy for people who didn't want or weren't expecting comedy. If I'm honest, I think the average man on the street is pretty bright. And a lot of this is mock outrage. Who actually confuses my joke with hatred? People who choose to come and see my show have a fantastic time. We get on, you know? It's almost like a friendship. I mean, think about the people you really laugh with. It's your friends, family, a couple of comedians that really get you. And your personality and your sense of humor are really tied up together. And then suddenly you get to a stage of fame or notoriety and your comedy gets exposed to people who don't want to hear that kind of comedy. As a comedian, you desperately want to be liked, but it's okay for people to be offended and to not like it. I mean, there are those who turn it off and say, I don't like this. It's a bit much for me and I don't like it. But to say, I don't think anybody should be allowed to hear that, those are two different things. New Faces of Comedy International Showcase. Today, 7 o'clock. Anirban Dasgupta is a Mumbai-based stand-up comedian writer with a distinct comedic style. Since leaving behind his career as a corporate salesman, he's headlined at major comedy clubs and festivals around India and abroad. Blake Freeman is one of Australia's brightest new comedians, making a name for himself with his own brand of energetic and disarmingly honest comedy. Blake won the Best Newcomer Award at the 2019 Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Catherine Bohart is an award-winning comedian, writer, and actor. She has fast become one of the most sought-after comedians in the UK and Ireland after her debut solo show Immaculate premiered at the 2018 Edinburgh Fringe. She's co-hosted the BBC Sounds podcast and Radio 4 show You'll Do, and has appeared on multiple radio shows, including The Now Show, The News Quiz, Museum of Curiosity, and A Good Read. She also has a special on Amazon Prime called Immaculate. Geraldine Hickey won the Most Outstanding Show Award at the 2021 Melbourne Comedy Festival. Her 2019 show, Things Are Going Well, received a nomination for Melbourne Comedy Festival Award for Most Outstanding Show, and she took home the coveted Comedian's Choice Piece of Wood Award from 2016 to 21. She was a co-host on a breakfast radio show in Australia. That's neat. Jason Long is one of Malaysia's best and brightest stand-up comedians. His 2020 Netflix special, #Blessed, dived into his transition from medical doctor to professional joke teller. His latest show, Heedy, completed a sold-out run at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Michelle Brazier is a multiple award-winning actor, singer, writer, and comedian on the small screen. Brazier has featured on Network 10's Drunk History Australia. Brazier is widely known for her collaborations with absurdist comedy sketch group Auntie Donna. Rhys James' sardonic wit, combined with his playful style, have made him a firm favorite on the British comedy scene. James will debut to U.S. audiences as a regular panelist on The Great American Joke Off, soon to air on the CW Network. Sophie Duker, D-U-K-E-R, is a hysterical, intellectual, new comedy voice. In 2021, she took home the Funny Women Best Comedy Writer Award as voted by producers, head writers, and industry executives. Her first stand-up hour, Venus, saw her nominated for Best Newcomer at Edinburgh Fringe. Susie Raffel is a comedian who has had 5 sellout runs at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, racking up critical acclaim from reviewers and audiences alike. She's now on tour with her show, Dance Like Everyone's Watching, and got a nomination for Best Stand-Up Show at the National Comedy Awards 2021. Wary Nishan is a comedian, writer, and filmmaker. His show Nomad has taken him to different cities on 4 continents, performing in English, French, Arabic, and Spanish. Nishan uses his keen sense of observation and improv skills to highlight the differences between East and West, bringing people of different backgrounds together, laugh about themselves. Switching gears after a career in telecommunications, he now appears regularly on French TV, and his political satire is featured on Francophone radio. New Faces of Comedy International tonight at 7 o'clock. And boy, my voice is gonna give out, because I got one more to tell you about. New Faces of Comedy Canada tonight, 9:30. Adjonis Charlie is a black, non-binary comedian who has performed at CBC Gem's New Wave of Stand-Up. They are a cast member of the Second City Touring Company and star in the HBO miniseries Station 11 and Bell Media sitcom Shelved. Allie Pierce is a stand-up comedian writer on the award-winning TV show Letterkenny. She's the winner of JFL's 2021 stand-up and pitch competition, good job, and has performed for tapings at the Winnipeg Comedy Festival, CBC's New Wave of Stand-Up, and CBC's The Debaters. Ben Sosa Wright is a pretty queer and Latinx stand-up comedian, writer, and improviser from Toronto. Wright was named one of CBC's 15 Canadian Comics to Watch in 2019 and performs in clubs all over the country. Claire Belford is a comedian who cut her teeth on the road all over her home province of Alberta, telling deeply personal jokes to crowds of drunk tradesmen from Fort McMurray to Red Deer. You know Red Deer. Her debut album, The Entire Cabbage, was selected as one of the best of 2021 by NPR. Connor Christmas was born in Calgary, raised in High River, Alberta. They began their stand-up career while taking theater, going to any open mic they could, despite there not being many in the small city. You can find their face pop up in a variety of different TV series on multiple streaming services. Laura Lebo has used her wit and laid-back comedic style to become an in-demand comic in the Toronto stand-up comedy scene. She's the editor of the comedy website Unoriginal and hosts 2 podcasts for the Canadian Jewish News. Malik El-Assal is a Lebanese-Canadian stand-up writer and actor from the streets of Northeast Calgary. In the past year, El-Assal has won the Yuck Yuck Top Comic Competition in the hometown of Calgary, recorded sets for the Winnipeg Comedy Festival and CBC's The New Wave of Stand-Up. Mike Green started in Winnipeg and began learning the rules of the road a decade ago with the Raise the Wolf fundraiser shows, which benefit animal shelters all across Canada. He's got a show he created for 5TV1 called Comedy Battle Royale, with an E at the end. Wasim El Munzer began his comedy career, like most stand-ups, while teaching ESL in South Korea. He enjoyed it so much that he quit his job at UKen English Academy and moved back to Canada to pursue comedy more seriously. In 2018, El Munzer was named by the Montreal Gazette as one of the artists to watch and was featured on the BBC Arts Hour and CBC's Laughter. New Faces of Comedy Canada is at 9:30 tonight. Let's take a look at the schedule for today. It starts at 11 a.m. by Any Joke Necessary. Amanda Seale's keynote address. It's at the Doubletree Grand Salon Opera. Alonzo Bowden, 11 o'clock a.m. Who's Paying Attention? Also at the Doubletree. Who's Paying Attention is a weekly audio podcast giving you Alonzo's take on what's going on in the world. Did I know Alonzo was a podcast? I think I did, actually. 3 o'clock, the Just for Laughs Awards show. Amy Schumer's Comedy Person of the Year, Hasan Minhaj, Stand-Up Comedian of the Year, Gerard Carmichael's Comedy Special of the Year, Taylor Tomlinson, Breakout Comedy Star of the Year, and James A. Caster, Rising Comedy Star of the Year. 7 o'clock, Flula Borg's Dancy Party. Note, dancing not required. Also, partying not required. Just do whatever you like. See you there. Hi, it's me, Flula. That's one of the free outdoor shows. That's at 7. 7 o'clock, An Evening with Sam J. 7 o'clock, Comedy Night in Canada. 7 o'clock, Brit-ish. 7 o'clock, the Patton Oswalt Gala. I mean, you hear how big this festival is and the choices you have to make? 7 o'clock, Catherine Ryan. 7 o'clock, Chris DiStefano. 7 o'clock, New Faces International. 7 o'clock, Tommy Tiernan. 7 o'clock, Hasan Minhaj. I just rolled off 10 shows all at 7 o'clock, and they're all great. 7:30, Nimish Patel. 8 o'clock, Kevin Hart. 8 o'clock, Fest at the Nest. 8:30, Mark Maron. 9 o'clock, Jay Farrow. 9 o'clock, Rosebud Baker. I mean, how huge is this? Trixie Mattel at 9:15. Chris Redd at 9:30. Pete Holmes at 9:30. New Faces Canada at 9:30. 9:45, the Eliza Schlesinger Gala. 10:30, Mateo Lane. 10:30, Giannis Pappas. 10:30, Fest at the Nest. 10:30, Reese Nicholson. 11:59, Red Storm. The Red is Chris Redd, and the Storm, who is the Storm? Moses Storm. Oh, yes. 11:59, Neil Brennan. 11:59, Alternative Show. 11:59, Midnight Surprise. That is a jam-packed Friday at Just for Laughs. And that is your comedy news. Follow the show for free on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, wherever you get your shows. See you tomorrow.